Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Meeting Pros.
Welcome to another edition of Meeting Pros. I'm Michael Lauer here in Sandy Springs with two very special guests, one we've visited with before and one we're going to get to know from fresh start today. Later on, we'll be visiting with Stephanie Hudson with Providence Events. But before that, we're going to catch up with Tess Vismail with the Denard Conference Center at Atlanta Technical College. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you again.
Good. It's good to see you. I know last time we spoke, it was at a Venteract. Anything new to catch us up on? I can't speak today. I don't know what's going on.
It's okay. It's probably the day of the week and all of that, the beginning of July.
Maybe I should do radio. Maybe that'll help me kind of enunciate more clearly.
Yes, enunciate.
So give us a little mission and purpose for what you guys are doing for folks.
Okay. So I currently am a conference center manager at Atlanta Technical College, and we are really excited that we have about a 30,000 square feet meeting space at Atlanta Tech, and we service our internal and external clients. So if people are interested in having anything from a wedding, bar mitzvah, a conference, a small meeting, a larger meeting, and all kinds of things in between, we can pretty much handle that. And our spaces are very, what I call, flexible.
Very versatile, it sounds like. Sounds like you can accommodate different types of stuff without excluding any one particular thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's your niche? What's the type of meeting that you get the most of?
We get, I would say, we really, our big thing is service and delivering service on time and very well. So we get repeat clients for organizations, government entities, and a lot of, I would say, smaller conferences.
So what would be classified as a smaller conference?
I would say not too long ago, we recently hosted the Operation Workforce Employer Summit that Governor Dill did for the employers to talk about how they should, the ways in which they should go about hiring veterans, which is a hot topic and had been a hot topic. And they chose our site for that. And even though it was a one-day event, there are various different variables that we had to work with to make sure that that happened. So it was a government entity that was coming to us to have space.
Is it more difficult or more easy to work with a government as a client, or is it just more different? Like, what's the?
I don't think that it is any more difficult. I think that the parameters are probably different. I think the budgets are different. Definitely, when you're talking about government, you need to know what their goals are and objectives, like you would any other event. But you need to also be cognizant of what they can and can't spend and their regulations and how you need to do business with them appropriately.
Are they generally more frugal?
Yes, I would say overall, but we deliver service the same way. So we try to meet their needs and look at what all of their requirements are and what they have to do and figure out what we can do to be able to help them and make it a win-win for both entities.
So what sets you guys apart from other centers and other venues?
I think that some of the things that set us apart is we have the ability to have long-term as well as short-term events at our property. For instance, we have a group in-house now that it's called UST Global. They're an IT company that is focusing on teaching women. It's a 90-day boot camp on women, and at the end, they actually can provide services for them, for instance. And that's a three-month commitment that they made to us, and we can repeat and move forward with them. So we have the space to house them. It's about roughly 40 or 50 of them who are coming in and out on a daily basis, and in addition to having other meetings and events and things going on at the same time, and location and availability. So we're located across from Turner Field, if you will, across 7585 from Turner Field. And so we're very close in between downtown and the airport. We have complimentary parking, which you do not find often at any meeting space at all.
Especially at that size.
Yes, definitely. And and like I said, our spaces are pretty flexible. I have a ballroom. I have an atrium. I have a very large auditorium that seats 500. The ballroom seats about 200, 300 theater style or so. I've got all different type, about nine different meeting rooms that I could actually work at one time, a computer lab, things of that nature, and a couple other things that we can actually deliver for people.
So if you could just take me through the process when you get a new client. Do they already know what they want? Are you educating them? And how do you take them through to completion with an event? Because it's got to be different per client, I'm sure. But I'm sure there's a kind of a median workflow.
Yes. What we usually try to do is to have them come out for a site visit because the spaces, as I said, are flexible. And we can custom tailor what their needs are. And I try to, because I'm a planner by trade, even though I'm on the supplier side now and I'm call myself a supplanner, if you will, kind of a hybrid person.
Right.
I like to look at what their goals and objectives are, what they're trying to achieve, and really pull all of those detailed information out of it for them so that we can make sure that, for instance, if they're coming in and they say, oh, I just want space on this day for these many people. Okay. Well, is it a banquet? Is it a evening event, daytime event? Is it something that are on the programming side of it as a panel discussion, things of those natures, just to ask them more detailed information than they're used to. And that can be someone who has done events before for many years and think that they are very clear about what the process is, to someone who's very new about it and they're just trying to plan their family reunion. It doesn't necessarily matter. The process is still the same, and we need as many details as we can as possible because we have to be able to deliver on for them.
Right. It sounds like you don't just work with professional meeting planners, but you work with the layman as well?
Absolutely. A good bit of our clients are laymen as well. We've had reunions, as I said, weddings, done, unfortunately, memorial services. We've done, not too long ago, we had the grantsmanship program in-house, and that was a group of people who were interested in learning how to write grants, and we hosted them. That group was out of California, and people were coming from all over the country for that particular week-long program. And the planner had done it, but she had to plan the event sight unseen because she's in a totally different region of the country. So that requires a lot of detail, a lot of communication back and forth. And it was a very good program. Worked with them on coordinating on the hotel side as well, because I have hotel partners downtown as well as near the airport, because we are in between to make it flexible for them. Transportation and things of that nature to make sure that their guests were happy when they arrived and we delivered.
So when you have a more corporate kind of event happening where it's a conference and there's already meeting planners involved coming to you for the space, what's your involvement handoff there?
Well, a couple of different things. We don't just provide space for setups for tables and chairs. We have linen that's available for rental. We try to help them with decor. We have very good relationships with a lot of the top caterers in Atlanta, as well as some decor companies as well. So we can actually either, it can be hands-off approach if you think you have everything in place and we kind of guide you through the basics, or if you need actual hands-on planning from beginning to end. And we have a very good, like I said, required caterers list that goes from someone who's, we have a couple of mom and pops for, budgetary friendly people to high-end caterers. So
you're kind of like a safety net for a meeting planner. I guess that's something that they get extra when they kind of go to this place. They get you to kind of help them out and ferry them to safety if they kind of need it, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it doesn't necessarily matter what they're looking for, because I have good relationships through some of the other organizations I'm involved with to do referrals. If there's certain things that we can do, maybe I can do a component of it and they can take care of another component and we partner. So it really, it's not always cut and dry as a lot of other venues are.
Right. Right. Well, it's important to make sure that they get out of it what they want to get out of it, because that's how they're going to measure whether or not the event's a success, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Definitely.
So how do you accomplish a more strategic approach, especially when people kind of already say they know what they want? That may not be the most strategic thing for them. There may be a better solution, and how do you kind of push them to that?
It still goes back to the communication. Communication is very, very key. People kind of assume that we know the when, where, and how and why of it, but then there's still layers of details within that. And I tell my staff all the time, which are the most phenomenal people in the world with what we have to do, that you have to know, you have to communicate with people. You need to ask them the questions that they're not thinking about. And as I said, it doesn't matter whether it can be a planner who's been in the business for 20 years, my peer, or someone who's just starting off, or who's just doing something personally as a favor for a friend. There may be things that we can ask them and know. So it's strategy is in the information and the data.
We're here with Tess Vismail on Meeting Pros. Tess, tell me a little bit about how you guys distinguish yourself in the market. There's a lot of convention centers in Atlanta. Atlanta's a big meeting arena. How do you stick out amongst all the others? So what are you trying to do?
Well, a couple of things that we do, which is really, really exciting, is that we are a place where we're able to be a film location. So Atlanta, as you know, well, Georgia, as you know, has opened up tremendously and been very friendly to the film industry. And based on that, we've had the opportunity to do some film shoots on campus. And what distinguishes us from other places is they have the opportunity of being able to shoot from a medical perspective. Because remember, we're a technical college. So we have a very large allied health program. And within that, there are spaces in which they can shoot for sets and have hospital rooms and simulated ambulance, dental hygiene. We have a dental lab, waiting rooms, things of that nature that makes it very difficult sometimes for scouts and directors to shoot in a hospital setting because of the regulations that go into that and how you have to kind of wait certain days.
Right.
But with us, we're open technically 7 days a week. I can book any time. So I can make it flexible for them. And oftentimes they have to make decisions very quickly. And we also teach culinary arts and hotel management administration. So within that, we have a restaurant. And sometimes when people need to shoot a restaurant scene, if you will, or in addition, because of how we're configured, we have spaces that are very modern. And then we have more of a vintage spaces as well. So we could do a high school scene because we have lockers. If you think about the lockers back
right.
in the day, we have that in some places and some buildings on campus. And then we have a modern look of classroom space as well as, you know, in addition to our meeting
sure.
space as well. So it's worked out very, very well. And we're really looking on doing more and more with that business. We've had great relationships and we're trying to build more and more because no one else has that. And we're talking about in the city of Atlanta, remember,
right,
location
right.
near Turner Field, like 4 miles or even less than that from Turner Field between downtown and Atlanta. And Screen Gems is right about near us. We've got a good pool of relationships. We've hosted film festivals on campus before, and we're just looking to do more things of that nature.
Well, that's very advantageous to producers and scouts. Is this and you mentioned that no one else is really doing this, which I think is brilliant. Is this an emerging market that you guys are trying to break out into?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And even though there are spaces that are available that people are shooting in, like I said, we're a technical college, they don't have the ready-to-go set, if you will. They don't have to go to several different locations to actually shoot what they need to do. They could come to us and be more of a one-stop
it's
shop.
Like a movie studio.
Absolutely.
Whatever you need to build there.
Absolutely.
Whatever, right?
Our parking lot is huge. We could do tented types of things outside. If they needed to do an evening scene, we could do it in the ballroom. We could do some things in our dining hall area because it's great lighting. We have a fabulous state-of-the-art library that's gorgeous. So you could do scenes there. So it's different, I would say, than others, but it's contained and it can be a all-inclusive one-stop shop.
So is this your main focus now? Is this kind of what you guys are seeking to expand on, or is this something that's kind of happening on the side and you're going to continue to grow it organically, or is this something you're going to actively pursue?
Oh, actively pursue. Definitely actively pursue. Not forget any of the other things we're
right,
doing,
right.
but it's a simultaneous thing.
Now, how are you going about doing that? I know you mentioned that you have some connections. Are you trying to make some new ones? Or how are you attracting people to let them know that, hey, this is happening here?
Well, we have done some things with the Bronze Lens Film Festival. We've done some things with the Black Women's Film Network. And we a few years ago, we hosted on our campus through Joyce Shepherd's office, Councilman Joyce Shepherd's office. It was focused on the film industry and education behind it as well. So it wasn't just shooting. It was actually taking care of that. So that was a Southeast Film workshop that took place about, I'd say, 2.5 or so years ago. So through those we're a state institution. We're part of the technical system of Georgia. So through that, we have a lot of governmental relations already in place, and we're always looking for more.
Would you say it's an advantage to be a part of a technical college being linked to this as a meeting planner? I know in the past you may not have had that at your disposal. You may just have an actual conference, you know, center or an events, you know, venue. Is this an advantage to you?
Oh, absolutely, in a plethora of ways. So because we're a technical school, we are teaching some classes in the film industry and media and design. So we have that ability in that particular area on the teaching side of it. From a planner's perspective, we have event coordination on the academic side class that people can register for. You know, we're in a registration mode right now, so people can go out to our website at atlantatech.edu and register for that. On the continuing education side, we have a wedding planning side class as well. So there's some things that you can do educationally that people don't necessarily think about, but can get into. So we're about, if you think about technical education as a whole, what we do as a whole is we look visionary. What are the industries looking for? What are the businesses wanting? And we're able to design programming specifically for that and deliver. So if they're interested and the market says that we want film and film is where it needs to be, then what we can and have the ability to do is to go back and create a curriculum design for that. So we're doing those types of things.
We have a lot of young, aspiring meeting planners listening in to our shows. What advice would you give them as far as planning a curriculum or getting experience to maybe eventually, you know, have a job similar to yours?
I would say a few things. I would say do your research. Like I mentioned with Atlanta Tech, we have an event coordinating class on the academic side that which you can take. If you're not ready for on the academic side to do that, continuing education is an option on the wedding planning and event coordination. But do research on organizations in our industry. I'm a member of several different organizations and volunteer as students. And when you're really getting out there to learn it, you have no idea how your student membership is very, very reasonable compared to what your membership would be on a professional level. So joining on the student level, maybe anything from $20 to $40, you can get in there and become active on committees and things of that nature. So you have Meeting Planners International, which I'm a member of the Strategic Events Committee. With that, GAMPI, which is our local chapter, and we have plenty of students who are involved. You get involved and people get to know you from that, and that's from the meeting side of the business. And then there's the event side of the business, which is there's an organization called ISIS, the International Special Event Society, and they do more of the special event decor type, if you think left brain, right brain, if you will, some of those people who are interested on the catering side, because food and beverage managers, they still need to learn how to plan events as well. So there's NACE, and there are a few others that they can get involved in and learn about what you want to do, because people think that meeting and event planning is sexy. We have fun, but we also, it's hard work. We're not party planners as people consider us and think that we are. And it's a profession that drives actually all industries, because
absolutely.
You don't look to what we do to make those meetings happen when they're sitting down to strategize on, you know, what is the next iPhone in technology, you have to have a meeting for that to take place. And someone had to actually plan and make sure that that took place. And so our industry is serious.
Well, where can folks go learn more about you and about Technical College?
Our website is atlantatech.edu. That's atlantatech.edu. And there's a plethora of information about the college and about the conference center as well. It's the Denard Conference Center. And if you want my email address, it's T like Tom, V like Victor, I like Isaac, S like Sam, M like Mary, A-L-E, at atlantatech.edu. So that's tvismail@atlantatech.edu. More than welcome to email me if you have any further questions about the industry, further questions about the Denard Conference Center and planning your events, as well as Atlanta Tech overall. I'd be more than happy to talk to anyone. And if anyone wants to converse with me on Twitter, it's is my handle, tessviz. And my phone number is 404-225-4645, 404-225-4645.
Well, it's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on again.
It's an absolute pleasure.
All right.
Hey, how would you feel about hanging out with us when we visit with
the next guest? I'd love to.
All right, good, because I'm excited about our next guest. Our next guest is Miss Stephanie Hudson with Providence Events. How are you doing, Stephanie?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. And I'm interested, what exactly are you doing for Providence Events, and what are Providence Events doing for people?
Well, Providence Events is an event management company, and we assist people with planning their meetings, conferences, or special events. And we can handle all the logistics that's involved, whether it's planning, finding a venue, or we could just handle a few things like coming on site and assisting the client. And we may do some of that with conventions that may come to Atlanta where they just need some local assistance with their conference.
So you are the director of meetings and events. So take me through the day in the life of Stephanie.
Okay. As you know, in this industry, no day is the same. So there may be a day where I am looking for a venue for a client, and that could be local in Atlanta, or that could be anywhere in the country, Las Vegas, Chicago. So I rely a lot on relationships with when I'm finding venues. Like Tess said, you know, it helps having those relationships where you could just pick up the phone and call someone. So I have a lot of contacts with national hotel partners. Well, it makes my job easier when I'm finding a venue. And especially when you're finding something in another part of the country. Other parts of my day are planning logistics for a client, whether it's food and beverage, entertainment, audiovisual. Again, that's important to have those relationships that you could call on people who you know that are going to deliver. And the fun part is when you get to spend people's money and have a great reception or something like that. And then you have the not so fun part when you have to reconcile bills, the hotel bills, and just make sure that everything is okay. But when you plan on the front end, it makes it so much easier on the back end.
So what sets you guys apart from all the other meeting planners out there? That's a very crowded field.
It is a crowded field. And I like to say that we bring value to our clients. We like to find out what are their goals, what are their objectives for each meeting, and how we can bring value to that particular thing, whether they're having us just do one portion of it or they're having us do the entire program. I like my client to not worry about anything. If I think that they're stressed or they say they're stressed about something, I like to make sure that I can just calm them down and find out what the situation is and bring some closure to resolving their issue. It's really satisfying when at the end of a event that the client can say it was flawless, exceptional. That's what I'm looking for, and I will, you know, go.
You won't settle for anything less.
I won't settle for anything less.
So what's the mix of the work you guys are getting? Is it mostly trade shows and corporate conferences? Is it meetings? Is it what's the mix?
Most of our mix is associations. And one of the great things about associations is they plan meetings, conferences on a continuous basis. So I really like that clientele. And the conferences, they usually have to have a mix of everything. They do the general session. They're going to have a reception. And so I like the association market. We do some corporate, some medical. Some of the medical is more a cookie cutter or whatever, but
are those conferences like trade show kind of events?
Medical can be like a pharmaceutical meeting. You know, they're launching out a new drug very confidential. And or it could be a certification meeting.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
So they're a little bit different, but I love them all.
So you mentioned that you deal a lot with associations. How important is it to make sure that not only they're getting value out of it, but the way that they get value out of it is making sure that their exhibitors and members and attendees all win out
right.
of this event? I mean, how much of a challenge is it to balance all that?
Well, I think that when you're in this industry, it's like in your DNA, and you have to be able to just juggle all of that in it. It almost comes natural, and sometimes I even say, you know, oh, how did I do that or whatever. But you have to have really good partners, as Tess had mentioned, about, you know, your relationships that I need to know when I call on a vendor, they're going to deliver. I have no question about it. And if there is something that falls through later, then I know they're X off the list.
You only get one shot.
You only get yeah. one shot, you know, because I'm relying on them to make me look good. So,
absolutely.
You know, my client is happy and the attendees are happy.
So what's the overarching goal normally, or at least priority one for an association when they have these huge events? Is it, you know, driving the exhibitor traffic? Is it serving the members? Is it increasing attendance for the next year? What's the biggest priority for them?
Well, I think each association may be a little different. You know, I think they all do want attendance at the conference. And depending on the trade show, how large it is, because I've done some conferences that they only have 10 vendors, or I've seen others that may have 400. So it depends on what their focus is, the value for them. So I hone in what I can bring to them and focus on that.
Yeah, if you can do all of it, even better, right?
Oh, of course.
Which I'm sure you do, right?
Yes, of course.
So let's go back in time. How did you get started in this industry?
Well, I want to say that, as I think you have it in your DNA, and you're like planning different meetings or doing different things and not really thinking about it. I was always on a committee to plan something, whether it's a church retreat or on the committee with my alumni or something like that. But I think I really was conscious of it when I had my public relations manager job at the Omni Hotel at CNN Center. So I was around the industry, finding out about things, and then I moved over to catering sales at the Omni Hotel, and I got more of an opportunity to work behind the scenes, working with the setup people and things like that, and seeing more of the details of what's involved. And from there, I went to work for another company doing corporate outdoor events, which is a whole nother animal in itself. And then started working with Providence Events about 10 years ago. So,
and here we are.
Yes, here we are.
We're here with Stephanie Hudson here with Providence Events. Tell me about the most challenging event you have ever had to plan.
Well, let's see. I would say it was an outdoor event for a company, and we knew that the weather was not going to be too good, and we, you know, the company gives them the option of if they want to continue with having the event or whatever. So they wanted to forge ahead, and we made all the preparations as much as you can do doing an outdoor event with tenting and everything. So part of the event went off really good, and then toward the end of the event, it just poured down rain, and it was thundering and lightning, and you lose all control when
right.
it's an outdoor event. It's like,
it's not up to you anymore.
Right. And as meeting planners, you have this thing about control. So it's like, I think that was the toughest one.
So what'd you learn from that? You don't have control? Is that the overarching?
Yes, you know, give me the serenity prayer, you know, control the things that I can. And, you know, that's something that you do have to say in the industry from time to time, is that, you know, some things you have no control over.
Right.
You know?
Right. So, but the industry hasn't been the same for the whole time you've been doing it, right? There's been
big
changes and trends and,
yes,
and maybe misdirections as well. Speak to some of that.
Well, I tell you, when I was first working at the Omni Hotel, they had the big book where you had to go and literally write, I think in pencil, if you booked an event. And so now, of course, we have, you know, technology that makes everything so great, and it has just changed how people plan their meetings. It's changed what attendees receive at meetings. Like, we're getting away from giving attendees pieces of a program book. Now there's the mobile event app. So lots of changes are really good. And it's, you know, you got to stay on top of it and keep it going. So that can be a challenge sometimes.
Well, I think part of the challenge also is that some of these quote-unquote changes end up being shiny objects, right? That maybe your client comes to you and says, oh, this is really cool. I want to use this. Figure out a way to use it. But it may not be the best thing for them, right?
Correct. And you do want to educate yourself about, you know, is it best for them? Because everything may not be the best for them. And I try to attend as many conferences, go to, you know, whatever educational sessions that I could attend, webinars, reading publications to educate myself about, you know, various products and services that are out there to see if it's a good fit. Well,
stay current in your field too,
yes.
Right? I mean, that shows to longevity as well, right?
Right, right.
So what's on the horizon for you guys?
Well, we are continuing to work with clients for upcoming conferences. Most of the conferences and meetings that I do are member oriented, so they're not open to the public, but have a few meetings coming up in different cities, and we're always looking to bring on new clients and looking at tapping into the sports market. And as Tess mentioned, there is the femme industry here, so we're exploring those options.
So where can folks go to learn more about Providence Events?
They can go to a website, which is www.providenceevents.com, and that's providenceevents.com. My email address is shudson@providenceevents.com, and phone number is 770-994-5858.
Well, thanks for coming in and chatting with us.
Thank you so much, Michael.
It's been a pleasure getting to know you and getting to know your company. And hopefully we'll have you on again in the future.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's all the time we have for today on Meeting Pros. I'm Michael Lauer, and we will catch you next time.